dáadáa. Ẹ̀rù òkòtò ó tún ti ṣan. Ẹ̀kún omi ṣan títí ó já sí àárín ọ̀nà. Odò lóhùn gbẹ̀gbọ́n, ọ̀nà lóhùn gbẹ̀gbọ́n. A ti rìnrìn, a kò rí ẹni sọ fún wa bóyá odò lẹ̀gbọ́n tàbí ọ̀nà ni o. Odò láyé ẹ̀rù òkòtò. Ọjọ́ ti pẹ́ tí Olódùmarè ọba Adẹ́dá tó dá òkè tó dá ọ̀nà tó dá odò sílé ayé odò láyé omi lèèyàn ẹ jẹ́ ká ṣe rere ooo ẹ̀rù òkòtò.
We'll be right back. careful now. The silence is over, and the offensive campaign has begun. And before the offensive campaign is finished, every single person who has participated in this illegal campaign will be a defendant in a massive multi-million-dollar action. Criminal complaints will be filed against every single person who has violated the law in an effort to destroy the People's Temple and Jones Temple. And this story will be known. It will be known all over the world. And even now, there are television teams from countries like France and England that are discussing and preparing to go into Jonestown in documentary films. There are medical teams from various countries around the world that want to study the medical work, similar to what Dr. Schweitzer did in Africa, taking place there. There are educators from around the world, many countries around the world, who will be studying this unique phenomenon, the development of a socialist state within a socialist state, basically an American community outside the borders of America. And the very fact that we have to spend any time talking about the campaign against Jonestown and responding to the charges that it's a concentration camp and all of the other most ridiculous charges that have been made and published very widely in the news media of Northern California, San Francisco, and the surrounding areas. The very fact that we have to spend any time even rebutting that and dealing with presenting evidence to show that those charges are not true means that we're wasting time. We should be dealing with the more positive aspects, but that it is necessary, unfortunately, to respond to each of the charges and to refute them. And we're doing that now in the most offensive way possible in terms of the use of a multi-million dollar action filed with the Federal District Court, which will give us an opportunity to participate in discovery proceedings. And every single person who has had an opportunity to participate in this campaign against Jonestown will have an opportunity to get up on the witness stand, raise his or her right hand, placed under oath, and tell the truth about that person's part of the campaign. And we will all learn a lot about what this country is and what we have become.
What are you thinking of him?
Well, basically,
I probably think it's something innovative, but I guess.
This is what
Marvin
is going to do.
That'd be up and coming. Coming things that'll be happening in Jonestown. You know, we can keep up with you. You know, so give you a little information on as they happen, new developments that will happen in Jonestown.
But you know, one thing too is we have in Jonestown, we make it a practice to utilize everything we have. I mean, we make a practice not to throw away anything, you know. Like, like I said, from the house, we plant food, but we never leave a vacant space of land with nothing on it. We always put some kind of food crop on it, you know, wherever it is or whatever it may be. Even as far as the a metal, like the piece of metal we don't use, but I always take them and make something out of them. Like, they even take scrap metal and made a horse cart out of it. You know, use scrap metal or a piece of tire iron or something like that. Make it up.
So the Vietnamese use pieces of airplanes that got shut down for it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
We use everything, part, everything. So as you, it's like everyone has secret desires, and this is a chance for them to all let their secret desires come out and not be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Like this guy we
this was tropical fish. Oh, who would have ever thought Hugh Forson was interested in tropical fish before he went there?
You know, I never could get into it here. Never could.
They wouldn't let her secret desire.
He isn't tropical fish, huh?
No, it's hard in tropical fish.
Let's see, your secret desire would be to play Helen Hayes, right?
None at all.
You know, I never...
I hate to say who's Helen Hayes, but I'm sorry, I didn't know you were here.
Who's Helen
Hayes?
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, I'm not to be Helen Hayes.
She could be myself.
Be yourself. Who are you?
I'm so mad.
I was kidding. She did write a book.
Helen Hayes is the greatest.
I know. She wrote a book.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, that I didn't know.
I am so sorry.
That was pretty cruel, wasn't it? Well, basically, right now, I mean, can't think of nothing.
This is the people's, I think people's simple album would be. I think you're a very good interviewer.
I'm not good at it.
You stimulate a lot of conversation, though. I mean, we're dying to talk about Jonestown, but it's but it's hard to sit down and just start talking off the top of your head.
I don't know you. You met Jim when he was here, and you interviewed him.
Matter of fact, one of the lead singers on there, Diane Wilkes, you know, she used to play the organ. She's one of our diesel mechanics. Take a diesel engine apart, put it back together again. See, there's no sexism there. Women can do.
You can't afford to have sexism.
No. It's true. She puts diesel engines.
It didn't exist before we couldn't afford to have it.
There's a song on there. You know, I always want to have a chance to tell you how I see Jim Jones and my experience with him. Of course, you've been in our services many times. He's all as courageous. He's always well, but he, as you saw, he was very courageous.
Yeah.
But then he never kept secret what he believed in.
I first saw him, he wrote Open the Pulpit, the Black Panther Paper, the Red Book, Lenin State Revolution, and the Bible. I was trying to figure out what was going on.
But we had a funny story about one lady who came out, and he was talking about Marx. And she was just a religious woman. Oh, she was so upset, and Patty says, but you know, we just pick a book of the Bible every week. This week it was Mark. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
I'll tell you, Jim, many years, well, to be honest, he felt that he had to start with the people where they were, just like we start with our children where they are in school. And his feeling and my feeling and all of us in the room is that the oppressor used religion to oppress people. And so I remember many, many years ago, him standing at the foot of the stairs. We lived in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the ghetto there. We always lived. And he had a Bible in his head, and he said, I've got to destroy this paper idol. And Jim, as you know, is very dynamic, and he's always attracted large crowds of people. And had he, you know, just went the religious line and been a Billy Graham, which... I guess I could be a little subjective about this, but I think he could have been.
Yeah.
And lived in a mansion on a hill. Nobody would have touched him.
That's true.
But he's always said what he believed, and he's always been a socialist. He's always been for total equality.
That's true.
And so he set out, and when he said to our members, you know, you sing, you got shoes, I got shoes, all of God's children's got shoes. When you get to heaven, you're going to put on your shoes. We will. And he says, you don't have to wait till you get to heaven.